How's it going, everybody? If this is your first time watching, again, my name is Jameer Walton. I'm a licensed real estate agent here in the state of Illinois with Premier Midwest Realty. So if you know any family or friends that's looking to buy or sell real estate in Illinois, I would certainly love the opportunity to help them out. Or if they're not in the state of Illinois, I still have access to other realtors as well that I can help get them information for so they can be able to help their real estate needs. So don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. Whether you're a past client of mine, a current client, or just someone that's working on their credit right now, or even going through the pre-approval process, I know that I've talked to a lot of you all about the importance of make sure you get that pre-approval. Even if you don't feel that you're ready right now, you should still go through the process of the pre-approval so you know where you stand currently and pretty much the game plan of where you need to get to. So now, 5 months, 6 months, or whatever the timeline is, you're now ready and you know exactly what you need to be able to close on that home. So right here next to me is the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Singleton with Loan Depot. This is my, not only just my lender that I recommend to anyone that I work with, but this is my personal lender that my wife and I are using as we're working on closing on our home as well. And I just wanted to be able to have a video for you guys so you can learn a little bit more about Corey and his team. Because if you're working with me, like I said, in the past or even currently, I'm going to highly, highly stress that you talk with Corey. Because Corey is known in the Chicago area for being able to save a lot of deals at the last minute. And he's very, very knowledgeable on the mortgage lending process. So without further ado, Corey, I really, really appreciate you doing this video
Thank
with
you,
me.
Sir.
I really, really appreciate it. I know you're real, real busy. I know you got a whole bunch of other things to attend to. So for anybody that's, you know, hasn't talked to you yet and just going off of the information that I told them, just give the audience a little bit of information about yourself.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got to thank you for, you know, allowing me this opportunity to do this video with you. Jameer is a great agent as well as a great individual, stand-up guy from start to finish, and every experience that we've had thus far has been phenomenal. So I'm looking to do a lot of business with him as well as with you, his clients. So I've been in the business for, goodness, over 14 years, currently with Loan Depot. I chose Loan Depot about 2.5 years ago because of a few things. I always like to say, number one, culture. And what I mean by that is Loan Depot has the environment where the customer is first, which is most important to me because you are the home buyer and our goal is to get you in a home. So we're not, as a lender, we're not looking for ways to keep you from qualifying for a home. We're looking for ways to help you qualify. Some institutions look for ways to kill a transaction. We look for ways to make it even when we have challenges. So the culture at Loan Depot is client first, and that's what's most important. And then on top of that, to support that culture of clients first, we have a plethora of products that will suit every type of buyer that's out there, whether it's FHA, conventional, VA, USDA, home style renovation, 203K, down payment assistance, we have it all.
Nice, nice. Okay, so you guys are pretty much the one-stop shop.
Everything.
Any type of real estate. Okay.
Everything you need is here.
Nice. Okay. So pretty much like from your experience, and I know you said you've been in the industry for 14 years now, what's some of the common things that you see a lot of people that they think is stopping them from get approved for a home? And what's some of the common, I guess you could say, the common myths that you talk to a lot of people and they find out like, oh, I am qualified, or maybe I'm just one step away?
Absolutely. There's a lot of misinformation out there when it concerns buying a home. Number one, the credit score requirement. You know, some lenders, what happens is you'll talk to one particular lender and they will give you their requirement, but that's not the industry standard. Okay. At Loan Depot, we stick with what the industry provides. So we're never going to, you know, for instance, with conventional, you can go down to a 620 middle score. So if you meet the qualifications, we're not going to say, even though conventional goes down to a 620, we want a 680. We don't have any overlays. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the one thing that's misinformation out there is the credit score requirement. Number two would be the down payment requirement. Mm. A lot of people, even with conventional financing, think, oh, well, I need 20% down to buy a house.
Yep.
That is so far from the truth. We not only have programs that could assist with your down payment, we have low down payment programs, not just for FHA, but for conventional as well. In fact, we just closed a conventional deal for 3% down.
Really?
FHA is 3.5.
Wow.
We have a conventional product with 3% down.
See, there you go. I'm even learning this new today. I had no knowledge that that's even possible. So again, this is why you want to make sure. I know I talked to a lot of you all. You want to make sure that I can definitely give you some information that I know from mortgages or whether it's credit, but you always want to make sure that you're talking to a licensed professional in that industry. Because as you can see right here, I didn't even know that was possible, but hey, if Corey knows how to make the deal work, then that's all that matters at the end of the day. And that was really something that I really liked about your team as well, is that you guys don't really say like, okay, this is our company standard, and if you don't fit this, you really look at their situation and you say, okay, based on the knowledge and based on the experience that you all have and what you can and cannot do, you almost customize every single deal for that customer in their situation.
Absolutely. There are no two deals, no two clients that are alike. Everybody's situations are different. Everybody's credit report is different. Everybody's financial picture is different. However, that does not mean if you don't fit into this small little box that you can't get a home. That's the value that I think the Singleton team adds to the mortgage industry, and how we actually separate and differentiate ourselves from our competitors is our ability to structure deals. When other lenders have a box and if you don't fit in, they say, hey, we can't do this. Mm-hmm. We figure out ways to make this deal work that's suitable for you as the home buyer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, again, this is why you make sure you want to call Corey. When I say call Corey, I'm not just saying call him just so you can bug him. I'm saying that because Corey can still give you a lot more information that either I'm not aware of, or there might have been a new change in the mortgage laws that I'm going off of 2 months, 3 months information, which just might have just changed today that Corey might be able to get you that information. So I know you talked a little bit, Corey, about the Singleton team. You know, from different other lenders, I know there's some lenders out there that they have a big team up under them. Like, what do you feel separates the Singleton team from everyone else?
Great question, Jameer. I think what separates the Singleton team from other companies and other teams out there is the customer service that's provided. Again, it goes back to the culture of Loan Depot and the culture that we have with the Singleton team. We're looking to make deals work. So number one, education is important. You know, as a first-time home buyer, listen, buying a home is probably the scariest and the largest purchase that you'll make in your life. And we treat it as such. You know, you're not just another name and another number and another file and some paper that gets pushed. So the Singleton team, in my opinion, adds the customer service aspect. Because at the end of the day, if your credit qualifies, if you have the income, and then we figure out a way to make sure that the down payment and the cash that's needed to close, if those I's are dotted and T's are crossed, then there's not anything that we're doing super special besides structuring it specifically for you. Okay. But your experience through this process, I think, is most important. And so that's the value or the intangibles that I say that the Singleton team adds. By the time we get to that closing table, not only are you going to feel accomplished by being able to own a home and have, experience the dream of home ownership, you would be able to look back and say, you know what? This wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, no, I 1,000% contest what Corey is saying with his team, because I've had, clients where they already had their own lender, and I just tell them, hey, I totally understand. I'm not trying to force my lender that I work with on you. Just at least just get Corey a call. Just talk to him. If you still want to go with your own lender at the end of it, then totally fine. I definitely respect that. And quite a few of them have been able to say, you know what? I talked to Corey. I like him. He knows what he's talking about. And even sometimes Corey has even been able to give them more information of the documents that they'll need that their prior lender didn't tell them about. And I know, Corey, a good amount of my customers as well are still fairly young, like myself, just graduated from college 5 years or less.
Okay.
And I know that one of the big things, I don't want to take too much of you guys' time, but one of the big things that I hear a lot of people are not aware of is just as far as like the impact of student loans on the pre-approval process. So I know it's real, real in-depth. You don't have to get too much in-depth into it. But I just wanted people just to have like just a little bit of brief information on how important and knowing exactly how your student loan situation can affect whether you close on that home or not.
Absolutely. Student loans play they have a huge impact on your pre-approval and possibly how much you're able to qualify or purchase. And it really comes down to a couple of things. It depends. And, some lenders have just a blanket approach. And that's not the case. Every product, every program has different rules and regulations concerning student loans. So that's why an analysis or an assessment of your overall profile is what's important. So it depends on whether we go FHA or conventional, how we want to structure this deal concerning student loans if you have them. You know, we may be able to use an income-based repayment plan. We may have to get a fully amortizing payment. It may be more beneficial just to use 1% of the balance. That's what we determine. That's what the pre-approval process is all about, is looking at your picture and structuring a deal that suits your needs specifically.
There you have it, everybody. There you have it. So, again, you know, I didn't want to take up too much of you guys' time. I just really just wanted to talk about, you know, just not only just introduce Corey, but just so he can be able to also tell you the value that his team brings. Because I'm telling you, I mean, I know there's a lot of great lenders out there. And if you're another lender watching this, this is nothing personal right. at all whatsoever. However, I've been rocking with Corey, and Corey's team has been phenomenal. And they have, you know, they have not given me any reasons to tell anybody about any other lenders out there as well. And also, too, if you're watching this video, and then if I sent you this video right before, you're either going to call Corey or email Corey, just know that when you get that original email about all the documents that you need in order to start the pre-approval process, don't be overwhelmed by that, because I've seen personally myself lenders that won't ask for as much information as Corey's going to ask you up front. Even though it may seem like it's a lot of information to ask up front just to get the process started, that's all the information that Corey needs to know on whether you are approved, or if you are approved, what situation, whether FHA or conventional, is going to be best for your scenario. Because you don't want to find that information out 2 weeks or a week before closing that, oh, well, they didn't look at this, they didn't look at your student loans, or they didn't look at your taxes, and now after, because at the end of the day, that bank still has to approve of everything. So last thing you want to do is be in a situation where literally a week before closing, you find out, now that the bank found out this other information that they could have had prior, now you won't be able to close on a home, or you can't close on the type of financing that you thought you could do. So you might think, oh, well, my lender told me I got FHA, I'm good, I only got to do 3.5% down. But if they didn't get all of those documents that they need to really verify that and crunch those numbers, they may say, hey, you're still approved, but now you got to go conventional. Now that we know your student loan situation, now that we know your taxes, and you can't do 3.5% anymore. You got to do probably 10 to 20%. Right. So, again, don't feel overwhelmed by that. Just know that you really want to work with somebody like that, because now when he does call you back or email you and get you that pre-approval, you now know it's based on all of the information that he knows he needs in order to get you to the closing table. So I know it may seem like a lot of information, but trust me, it is in your best interest. So, Corey, any other final comments or anything you want to let the people know about your team, about how to be able to reach you, how to contact you? I know if you're working with me, you're going to be able to get this information as well. Any other last tidbits, tips, or tricks, or anything for anybody?
No, you've covered it all, man. Remember, you're buying a house, so this is the largest purchase that you will make. So all of that documentation is important. And, you know, quite frankly, I'd rather have it and not need it than for us to need it and not have it.
That's true.
So, you know, Jameer has covered everything here. Excellent agent, excellent individual, ready to show you houses, write the contract, close the deal, get to the table so we all can celebrate.
All right. Well, again, guys, if you got any other questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me. You'll see my website below this video. Also, if you're working with me, I'm sure you have my cell phone, email, and I'll have all that information below this video. So, again, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to watch this video. And again, if you're in the process of trying to buy a home, whether it's in 6 months from now, 12 months, or even 2 years from now, Call Corey. All right, so again, Corey, I really appreciate you doing this video for me. And if you can't tell that you're not just working with just your, you know, your average lender, you know, our man Corey here, he's very, very nice with branding himself as well. So as you can see, this isn't just a lender that just got their license last week, okay? And that's nothing against anybody that just got it, but there's somebody, as he said, he's been in the business for 14 years. He's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you want to work with somebody who's seen that so they can help prevent you so you don't have to go in that direction. Absolutely. So again, until next time, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. I hope it was very informational. And until next time, you guys have a safe and blessed day.